Prabhupada's body was already quite thin before he left for London, but now it was unbelievable what he had reduced to. And I felt so heavy in the heart, like I started to wonder why Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, why Srila Prabhupada had to go to London, why Srila Prabhupada had to leave to go to the West to preach. And I started to curse myself. I remembered Vanu Mallika Kaviraj telling me, please don't let him go. My medicine is working, his condition is improving, and in winter I will give him Makaradhaj, and that Makaradhaj will rejuvenate him. But now Srila Prabhupada's condition became so painfully difficult, but Srila Prabhupada seemed to be totally unaffected by his physical condition. He just kept on asking me how I was, what I was doing, and I told him that what I was doing in how I went back to Mayapur and what I had been doing there last couple of weeks. And Prabhupada asked how was everything in Mayapur, and when I told him that many devotees were joining, then Prabhupada was very happy to hear that. And Srila Prabhupada asked me how my translation was going. I told him that yes, I was translating Bhagavad Gita. And when I actually came to Vrindavan, or when I left Vrindavan, in a way, I was thinking that maybe now I won't get back to my service to Srila Prabhupada again. Now that I came back, I had the same feeling that although I came back to Vrindavan, although Srila Prabhupada asked me to come and join him, but I did not really know what I was going to do, because I could see that my service was taken over. Kirtananda Swami took over Srila Prabhupada's cooking, and Kuladri Prabhu was assisting Kirtananda Swami, and Upendra Prabhu was already doing his body service. Prabhupada was hardly replying his letters in Hindi and Bengali. So only thing that I could think of was continue to translate, and if I could read them to Srila Prabhupada. But when I went out of Prabhupada's room that evening, Kamalkrishna Maharaj just told me, "So, where is your luggage?" I told him I just kept it in the reception counter, and he invited me to come and stay with him in his room in the guest house. And so I was thrilled that he was actually reinstating me somewhat in my service to Srila Prabhupada. And so he told me that when Prabhupada came back, he wanted to contact Banamali Kaviraj, and that's why Prabhupada wanted me to come back, and he wanted that the treatment by Banamali Kaviraj should continue. And the next day I went to Banamali Kaviraj, and he came and he checked Srila Prabhupada, he gave the medicines, and I started to give the medicines to Srila Prabhupada, but there was no improvement. Banamali Kaviraj could see that. So after a few days, Banamali Kaviraj told me that my medicine is not working. So he did not want to continue to treat Srila Prabhupada. Mainly he could see that it was not his treatment. treatment was not being effective. And so I also could understand his feelings. Already he was an old man, for him to come to the temple to see Srila Prabhupada. Although I was bringing him by Prabhupada's car from his clinic to the temple to see Srila Prabhupada, but it was a big strain for him. He was a very old man. He was over 92 years old. And I started to feel very helpless that now the treatment is stopping, Srila Prabhupada's condition is like this, and we came to a situation where we felt completely helpless, like Prabhupada is in such a difficult condition and we could not do anything to him. But all we could do, and Srila Prabhupada used to always remind us that all we could do is pray to Krishna, depend upon Krishna. And he used to sometimes tell us that it'll happen to all of us. What he was going through will happen to all of us. Someday we'll all get old and we all have to prepare to leave our body. And at that time I could see that Srila Prabhupada, through his own example, was actually teaching us how to prepare ourselves to leave our bodies.